Okay, welcome back. Now, we're going to do a quick review, and then we're going to go into the last part of building your partners and believing. But by now, you need to have been thinking about some people that you really could invite to play at a higher level with you. And you know these people. You know, don't let yourself off the hook. Don't let yourself go, well, I'm confused. Confusion is really a domain we toy in that helps keep us stuck. And our paradigms, our life that we've known, you know, argues for its existence. It's like all the circumstances have formed to them, so they seem much more real. And it's easy to get seduced into thinking, you know, this is the way it is. So you're learning how to think beyond form. You're learning how to think beyond your problems. And it's a practice, but it's a liberating practice. It's a practice that will actually open up so many vistas of opportunity to you. Not only that, but your way of life gets easier. You know, the great thing about dream building and the great thing about living this life isn't just the things you get or the life that you build. It's really who you become in the process. And the big thing is that your life just gets more fun. That every day becomes a feeling of more and more adventure. Sure, it doesn't mean that you don't have challenges or difficulties. That's the nature of being in this human experience. But it does mean that life gets easier. And it does mean that you feel more alive. And it does mean that there's a resiliency factor that begins to grow and deepen in you. Now, all of these gifts from you aligning with the way the universe works, not asking the universe to align with you. Remember, if you go to the bank and ask the banker to cash your check without putting your name on it, the banker can't cash that check. You have to put your I am to this. So I am a person who has partners in believing. I am a person who is a partner in believing with others. So right now, there may be somebody you know that you could invite to have an hour a week conversation or 20 minutes a week. But as you stay with this lesson, you're going to begin to understand really how important it is. And don't let yourself off the hook. You put in place somebody in your life, one or two or three somebodies who you make an agreement with. Let's be partners in believing for each other. You share what your dream is, and I'll be a stand for you that it's absolutely possible that there's not one thing you could want to create. If you can conceive it and believe it, you absolutely can achieve it. And I'll be a stand for that. I'll remind you about what's true. And would you be willing to do that for me? And the two of you can study this material. The two of you can put yourself in the master's mind, put yourself in a mind of believing in possibilities. And you really will find that in that mind, you have access, particularly between two of you coming together in this way, there is this mystical other. There is this access to a stream of information that heretofore was here, but not for you. So again, be considering, be naming some names, be writing this down. Who is it that you're going to ask or begin to meet with? And if you're in a mastermind group, you're in a partners in believing group, then perhaps it's time to take it to a new octave, to say, you know, let's really focus on really being an authentic support for each other. You know, the real believing, and we will not let ourselves, any of us, and we'll call ourselves when we start to do it, get caught up in conditions or ever making an agreement with something that could stop or thwart us. Okay, so let's move on now. You know, I just want to remind you that it's usually easier for somebody else to see your magnificence than it is for you to see yourself. I actually have a number of partners in believing. I cultivate that because I know how important it is to be reminded. Every one of us gets stuck. But when we have a partner in believing, and I've created my life so that numerous times during the week, someone will occur to me, I'll consider them, I'll call up, I'll either speak to them directly or leave them a message. It's a 1 minute thing. And it's just a 1 minute. I was just thinking about you. And what I know about you is you're an overcomer. You're a person who has overcome again and again and again. And I know that whatever's going on for you right now, there's a part of you that's already at work that is that overcoming part of you. Well, you know, I was thinking about you today. Have a great day. And you speak to a quality or something that you know about the other person that you help amplify to help them remember for themselves. And what happens is when I make that phone call, I don't know who it was that said that the one who gives the rose keeps us the scent on their own hand. You know, so when I do that, I'm the one who has to move to that vibration in order to deliver it. So that vibration now is dwelling in me. What it looks like we're doing for somebody else, we're actually doing for ourselves. So in dream building, we've been talking about planting the seed of the dream and planting it as a crop that you want to harvest. You have it in good soil. You tend the weeds of doubt and discord. You tend your crop. You weed that field. You know that abundance is the law of the universe. And you bless the dream for the state that it's in right now, in a growing state. If you want an oak tree and you plant an acorn, you don't stomp on that little sprout that pops up saying, I don't want you, I want an oak tree. You nurture that little sprout. So you're learning what it means with your mind to not only have clarity, but then to nourish the seed you're planting with the emotional realm, with the feeling tone that's in harmony with the dream that you want. So you're actually becoming a vibrational match for the dream. In essence, making welcome that dream in all kinds of ways in your life. We build a bigger believing by consciously renewing our mind, by holding with each other ideas of possibility and reminding ourselves that there cannot be a problem without an answer. There cannot be a dream without a path to it. So there's a story about Gutzon Borglum. He was a very, very famous sculptor. And when he was working on the bust of Lincoln, a cleaning woman who would come in every night to sweep his studio wondered what the artist was doing, you know, what he was working on. And soon a head emerged from the stone, and then she knew it was a human figure. And one night, it's written, much, much later, she recognized the face in the stone. She was totally surprised, and she turned to Borglum and she said, how did you know Mr. Lincoln was in there? And he said to her, well, I just cut away everything that wasn't Lincoln. We have a lot of thoughts that aren't our dream. And when we fuel them with our attention, the universe thinks that's our intention. Everything we focus on, the universe responds in kind. Where energy goes, energy flows. So if I'm focusing on my fear or my resentment or it can't be done or the problem, the universe gives me more of the same. It mirrors back to me what I'm focusing on. So we learn to renew our mind. We learn to focus on the truth. We learn to focus on what matters. When we come up against big obstacles, we get stuck. We don't know how to get by them, or we can simply move past them. We recognize that there is a way past, no matter if we don't know it at first. Even not knowing it isn't a reason to stop believing that there isn't a way around, over, through, or underneath. So in essence, we learn to cut away everything that isn't Lincoln. We learn to cut away from our minds anything that isn't the image that is exactly what it is that we're seeking to bring forth. And we pay attention to everything that is like that image. There's a favorite quote of mine from Walt Whitman. And he says, from this hour, I ordain myself loosed of limits and imaginary lines, going where I list with my own master total and absolute. Listening to others, considering well what they say, pausing, searching, receiving, contemplating, gently, but with undeniable will, divesting myself of the holds that would hold me. I hold it as a changeless law from which no soul can sway or swerve. We have that in us that will draw whatever we need and most deserve. We divest ourselves of holds that would bind us. We have in us that which will draw to us that which we most need and most deserve, because that's the frequency we will be holding. That's the channel we will be tuned to. There's a teaching story about a fellow who goes to a Zen monastery. Now, this man is a wealthy, educated man. He's got huge bank accounts and has many letters after his name. But he's heard that this particular monk knows the secret to life. And he decides that he wants to know that secret. So he gains entrance to the monastery. And as he's sitting there, he gains an appointment with the Zen master. And he moves and he's sitting now at the table with the Zen master. He's traveled far. It's taken a lot of time. And he gets there. And now he's at the table with the Zen master. And the Zen master listens to this man tell him about his many riches and his accomplishments, his levels of education, and the man saying, I've done this, I've done that, so all there is left for me to know is the secret of life. And the Zen master asks, would you like a cup of tea? And so the man says, well, yeah, I'll have a cup of tea, and then you'll tell me the secret of life. And the Zen master says yes. So the Zen master brings out the tea. He puts one teacup in front of this man, one in front of himself. And he takes the teapot and he begins pouring, all the while looking at this man, as the man is continuing to tell the Zen master about his many accomplishments and who he knows and where he's been and palaces and the White House and all of the many things of this world that the man has accomplished and done. The Zen master is pouring the tea and pouring the tea. It fills the teacup, but as the man is telling him, the Zen master, all about his travels, the famous people he knows, and all of his accomplishments through the years, the Zen master keeps pouring the tea. This fellow telling him all the great things he's done, the teacup is filling, filling, filling. The teacup begins to overflow. So not only is the teacup full, but the saucer is filling. And then the man is talking on and on and on about himself. And all of a sudden he feels something on his leg and he looks down and it's the tea. And he's seeing the teacup overflowing and the saucer that's now overflowing onto the tablecloth. The cloth on the table is now soaking up all the extra tea until the tea is dripping down the side of the table onto the man's suit. And he quickly scoots back and he goes, "What's the matter with you? The tea's overflowing on everything and you're still pouring." And the Zen master looked at him, and he said this, "The secret of life is this. A cup can only be filled when it's empty. You can only be filled when you are empty. Come back when you are not so full of yourself." So he was telling the man that he was so full of himself, he was so full of everything he had done, all of his own accomplishments, his pride, he had no room for a higher awareness. He had no room for the more. So your dream means that you have to have a bigger space in you in which you will inhabit a life that's greater than the one you've known. So you have to leave some room. If you think you already know all the way to get there and you think, you know what, maybe other people need mastermind partners, but not me, or I'll do this part, but I won't do that part. You know, expect to make a great loaf of bread, but you are the one who doesn't need the yeast. Or you're the one who doesn't need the process. You know, there is a process to things. This universe works by law and order. Emerson again said the universe plays with loaded dice. And guess what? The universe has perfect hearing. And the universe has perfect seeing. So you and I can learn about the laws of the universe and the way it works, or we can decide we're a special case. And when we're a special case, we find ourselves again and again in disappointment, struggle, and difficulty. But there is another way, and that way is to work with the universe, to put your I am in, and your I am in fully. You've designed the check, you've written your dream, and now your I am, you bring your full, the full weight of your consciousness, your awareness, your feeling in harmony with that dream. We've been talking about some ways that we can create more room in our lives for our dream. So we talked about listening to the voice of inspired insight so that we're not just filled with the static of lesser voices or busyness or distracted by just the desire to get ahead, to stay one step ahead of somebody else. We've talked about having partners in believing so that we can be inspired and supported on our path, to harness new ideas, to borrow the belief of others who are believing in a higher domain than we are so that we can learn to believe in ourselves in new ways day by day. And another way to empty the teacup now, to carve away everything that is not the dream, is by learning how to hold your mind in a new frequency. We've been talking about you pick up the remote control and you change the channel and you get a new picture. So in essence, you're learning to think in a new frequency. And then to be able to stabilize that frequency so that the picture of your dream can actually download through the lens of your own experience into time. So I want to share with you a 5-step thinking process that's a way of thinking beyond your circumstances. It's a way of holding your thinking so that you move to a higher frequency, a frequency that's much more compatible with answers, solutions, insight, inspiration, and enthusiasm. So it's a way of taking the limited mind and moving it into the genius mind where any answer is available. So there's an infinite presence who has the answer to any question I'm seeking right now. So it's a way of working through limitation. It's a way of learning how to be receptive. It's about the empty cup. It's about carving away all thinking that isn't Lincoln, carving away all thinking that isn't the dream. So basically, it's simple and it's easy. but the power of it cannot be described in the prescription of it. The power of it will come in the practice of it. And it's as simple as the five fingers on your hand. So I want you to remember it with your five fingers to just remind yourself, okay, boom, 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 boom. And you can practice this. You can do it at a stoplight. You can do it while you're brushing your teeth. But it will keep you in a higher frequency. And the more you stay in a higher frequency, the more you stay aligned with the mind of infinite resource, the mind that is the mind of possibility. You know, Wayne Dyer had to stand at the counter where lots of people were being turned away. An agent who was saying, absolutely impossible, absolutely impossible. And he stood in a mind of believing. He got what nobody else in that line was getting. He got to go to Chicago. Now, I don't know what Chicago is for you. It's a metaphor for you getting to go where you want to go, but I know it won't happen from the mind that doesn't believe it's possible, or the mind that's convinced that the conditions have to change before you can go. The conditions never change first. The conditions change because our thinking changed. So let's go through these five steps now. The first step is a step called realization. So it's where you realize the way it is in the universe. You realize that you're part of something. You realize there is one presence, one power in this universe, life itself. Many of us call that presence, that power, God. If God is a word or an idea that you have, does not lift you up, it's not something you have a relationship with. You know, many of us are still having ideas of God like a man in the sky with a white robe or something. But if you can think a life or infinite spirit, or I don't know what word will work for you. The important thing is that this is phase one, where you bring to mind and you realize there is one presence, one power, one life, and you bring it to mind. That's all that's required, is at this stage you lift your awareness to the realization that there's one presence, one power in the universe, this infinite mind, this infinite intelligence, this infinite life. No matter what your relationship to it is in this moment, you recognize you can't even make your heart beat once. You are part of this. So there's one presence, one power. It's a realization step. The second step is a recognition step. Realize, recognize. In the recognition step, we move from recognizing that there is one presence, one power everywhere, to realizing and that the one presence, one power, we recognize that in that, I am part of that one presence and one power. It's not just everywhere, except here, I'm part of it. It's not happening everywhere, but the ground where I stand, I may have a problem or a challenge, but it's not because this infinite presence isn't here or answers are not here. I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. And in the human experience, there's stuff that happens. But nevertheless, I am connected to this infinite mind that has answers to everything I'm facing. There's an infinite presence, and I'm part of it. So God is, I am. It's a realization step and a recognition step. I am part of this infinite presence. I can't even breathe life into me. I can't breathe myself. I'm being breathed by this presence, by this power. I'm part of this infinite life. And as soon as you practice reminding yourself of this in such a way that you feel a shift, you want to have a felt shift. It's not just saying words. You don't just say, God is, I am. But it's about having the experience of a realization, an experience of the recognition. And the more often you do it, the quicker and more available that experience will be for you. You will move to a different frequency. You remind yourself, God is. I am part of this infinite presence. I am part of this. God is and I am. Now the third step is a perspective step. The third step, the truth is. God is, I am part of all that is. The truth is. Now the truth is that in this moment, I am connected to this higher power, this one life. And so there is an answer to the situation. The truth is that that answer is right here. It's available. The truth is that this presence and power is greater than any problem I've got, and that there is guidance available. There's support available. There's grace right here. In the truth is phase, which is phase three, you remind yourself that it can be. This truth can be specifically accessed and applied to whatever your particular dream or challenge or opportunity is. So you're going to anchor that infinite presence through your I am to be applied to a specific issue, to a specific challenge, or the direction you want to go in. And you separate, this is a distinguishment phase, also where you distinguish between conditions and truth. Okay, here's the condition, but the truth is, I'm more than that. The truth is, there's an answer to this. The truth is, who I am is more than this thing. So simply being reminded that there's an answer, it begins to open us, it begins to change our thinking, it begins to lift our vibration. And we then have more access to what is already here. So as soon as I realize that there's an answer and it's here, the next phase is let go. Let go of the struggle, let go of the worry, let go of the angst. If you really knew that your answer were right here, your body would relax, your shoulders would let down, your forehead would relax, you'd feel your chin relax. It's like, okay, this is what it looks like while it's getting worked out. This is what it looks like while it's getting solved. Okay, you know, I can handle this. And those would be the natural emotional and physiological responses to your being in touch with the truth. So there's the realization step, there's the recognition step, and then there's the discernment step where you discern the difference between facts and truth. And as you let it go, there's just this feeling, it's you're emptying your teacup. It's like you're not so full of the problem. You're not so full of focusing on the condition. You're not so full of looking at, you know, what might go wrong and what has gone wrong in the past, is that you pause. You say, okay, if it was all working out, and you begin to get your body to respond to the idea that if it was all working out, how would I feel? And you put yourself in a vibration. And one of the easiest accesses to that higher vibration is gratitude. So that will be the next step. But the first step is to let it go. You let it go. You say, this is what it looks like while it's getting worked out. I may not know the answer right now, but I do know the answer is here right now. So I can let go of the angst. I can let go of the worry. I can let go of any concern. And I can move quickly into phase 5, which is the gratitude phase. Because letting go and feeling grateful are like two sides of the same coin. I mean, you really want to move quickly and fluidly from one to the other. You let it go and then you fill with gratitude. You let go of the worry and you fill with gratitude. You let go of the angst and you fill with gratitude. You let go of you know, here's the condition, oh my gosh, and all the catastrophizing and the building of the case about the power of the condition, and you let it go and you say, I may not know the answer right now, but I do know the answer exists. Remember the story of Judy. She had to stay in the question, if I didn't believe it was impossible, what would I do? An idea came. Remember Ed, you know, how am I going to deal with this? How am I going to deal with this? And then he followed the voice of inspired insight. He wanted only one thing, and that was good for everybody, the bank and himself. So your story now. Now it's time for your story. The story of your dream that has been well tested. It is well deserved. That you're fueling that dream, you're nurturing the soil of its growth with your giving and your forgiving and your ability to master those fear thoughts and those doubts and send them to the edge of your awareness. You've been absolutely practicing, and you will practice even more, listening to the voice of inspired insight. You have built and are building in your life some partners in believing. You are absolutely poised now. Practice this 5-step thinking process that will put you, it's like picking up a remote control and putting you on a higher frequency. So you recognize, so you realize God is one presence, one power, one life. Realize that. Recognize I'm part of it. That life, that power, that presence, it's not far away. It's right here. Distinguish, discern. The truth is that power is bigger than my problem. That power is bigger than whatever looks like between me and the dream I have. So I'm going to let go of the feeling tone that would keep that from me. I'm going to empty my cup of what's so full I can't receive the new. I'm going to let it go, and I'm going to fill my mind and my heart with gratitude. And from that, I'm going to ask important questions. Important questions, the questions about my dream. So I want to conclude with a reading. And the question I'm going to ask you is, what am I? I am your constant companion. I am your greatest helper or your heaviest burden. I will push you onward or drag you down to failure. I am completely at your command. Half the things you do, you might just as well turn over to me, and I'll be able to do them quickly and correctly if you just give me guidance. I'm easily managed, but you must be firm with me. Show me exactly what you want done, what you want created, and I'll work on it automatically. I am the servant of all great men and women, but alas, I am also that which brings failure to them as well. Those who are great, I have made great. Those who are failures, I have made failures. I'm not a machine, but I work with the precision of a fine machine plus the intelligence of the smartest person you know. You may run me for profit, you may run me for ruin, it makes no difference to me. Take me, train me, be firm with me, and I will place the world at your feet. Be easy with me, casual with me, convenient with me, and I will destroy every dream you have. Who am I? I am your thinking. This 5-step thinking process will help you use your thinking power in service of your dream.